Today's shiur is dedicated for Eschus, for Fu Shleima, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechet Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the second line, Da'am Shmuel. In our shiurim, in our previous shiur, we had discussed what is considered Nidre Inei Nefesh. We know that a husband has the right to be made for Nidrarim of Inu Nefesh, but the question was, what is in that category? And the Rabbanon hold that a person not being able to wash themselves is considered in the category of Inu Nefesh, and that's why the Chachamim held a husband can be made for a nether that a wife made. We learned different versions of that nether, but a husband can be made for a nether that involves in a wife, not being allowed to wash. We learned in our shiur that the Rabbi Yossi disagreed. But as much as Rabbi Yossi disagreed, as we discussed in our previous shiur, that one not being allowed to wash oneself is considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, a nether of Inu Nefesh, not considered Inu Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi holds that not washing oneself is not Inu Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi interestingly held that not having the opportunity to do laundry is considered in a nefesh. And the Gemara picks up on that point. Why is not being able to wash one's clothing more of a nidri in a nefesh than one not being able to wash oneself? Says the Gemara Dama Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hai arvavusa dereisha, if somebody has dirt in his hair, maschila de avira, a chas v'shalom could cause blindness. Because, as the Rosh explains, the eyes are connected to the hair. He goes on to say that the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us that each hair has its own hole from which it grows. And if two hair were to grow from one pore on the head, that would cause that the person should be blind. Dama Shmuel, Hai Avusa Dereisha Maisel De Avira, Avusa Demani, if somebody's clothing are not clean, Maisel De Shememusa, it could cause a person to become insane. And as the Etz Yosef explains, that somebody who is not clean, it absorbs into the body. And since that lack of cleanliness gets absorbed totally into the body, then the effects that it has on the body are very serious. Hai avusa de gufa, and if somebody's body is not clean, masla de shichvi kivi, it could cause that he should have lice, and therefore that too could have some very serious effects on the person. The Ben Yehuda explains this Gemara, that when the Gemara says Berusa Dereisha Masel De Avira, he's saying that it's spelled on a spiritual level. What the Gemara says is that if somebody is not clear in his thinking, Masel De Avira, he'll cause blindness. He won't be able to paskin shilas properly. Avusa Demani, that means somebody who mani means clothing. And mani, he says, what it means to say is that somebody who thinks of himself as a very great individual, he wears very luxurious clothing, that will cause him shamamusa, that he won't be clear in his thinking. Avusa de gucha, that means somebody who's not careful in the things that are for his body, which means that somebody's not careful with his health, somebody's not careful to take care of himself properly, such a person, maybe they shichni abibi, he will come to all sorts of diseases that will prevent him from being able to learn properly. So we see from this Gemara that Shmuel was of the opinion how laundry might be even more important than anything else. And therefore, even if Rabbi Yossi does not consider washing one's body as inui nefesh, he will agree that washing one's body, washing one's clothing is considered a situation of inui nefesh. Shalchu mitam, says the Gemara, they sent from Eretz Yisrael the following message. Again, speaking about cleanliness. His haru bar vivusai, be very careful about your clothing, to wash your clothing properly all the time. His haru b'chabura, be very careful to learn Torah in a group. Because as the Ran explains, that when people learn Torah in a group, they each make each other stronger in the learning. Others explain that Talmidim should learn in a group and not each one separately. And another group pshat that I saw is Haru b'chabura, be careful with whom you sit and learn. You should be careful who is the group of people you're learning Torah with. His Haru b'bnei aniyim, be careful with the people with the children of the poor people. Shemehen teitzei Torah. So the Gemara says, who will be the future of Torah? Those b'nei aniyim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yizal mitmayim midolyoi. Shemehen teitzei Torah. From the poor children, Torah will emanate. So, as the Ben Yoyada explains, even if you see that there are children of wealthy people who are Talmid Chachamim, there's a concern that they're not going to teach Torah because they're going to say, we're learning Torah, we want to learn Torah all the time, and we don't want to spend our time teaching Torah, and they don't need the salary that's paid for teaching Torah because they're Baruch Hashem independently wealthy. But the Bnei Aniyim, who even though they're Baruch Hashem Talmid Chachamim, they're the people who also don't have the independent financial means. So they're going to teach other people Torah, and that's how Torah will continue in the world. Another pshat that he suggests is that, and the pasuk says, Zois ha-Torah, Adam ki-yomis be-oil, and ha-Torah miskayemis, Torah cannot exist, el b'misha memis atzma aleha, only with someone who's ready to give up his life for Torah. People who learn Torah, people who are wealthy and are used to living a life of luxury, don't have the ability to be memus atzma aleha, to give up their lives for Torah. And that's why the Gemara says, his haru b'nei aniyim, the b'nei aniyim are those that know how to give up their lives for Torah. The pasha pshat is that, as we see, it says in Pirkei Avos, kachi dakash al Torah, Paspa Melech Teuchel, Umayba Mesura Tishta, to live a very simple life. That is the way to succeed in learning. And the Bnei Aniyim know and live that kind of life, that kind of a simple life. And because they know and live that kind of a simple life, that's why Mehem, from those individuals, Teitzei Torah. People who don't know how to live that kind of life don't have that ability. So I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zatzal says, we know, the Pasuk says, Tzavis Aram Vesponov. And the famous Rashi on that Pasuk is, B'yoysa Tzorach HaKosov Lazarus B'mokam Shiyesh Hisorin Kis. What does the Torah teach us? B'yoysa Lazar. Who are those that we have to pay attention to that will become the Aaron, the Kohanim? Those are the people those are people who are not necessarily wealthy. And the people who have a chesaron kis, the people who don't have much money, they are mehem. Those are the people from whom Teitzei Torah. Continues the Gemara. Why don't we have the children who have Talmidei Chachamim should have children or Talmidei Chachamim? And the way I sort of first see and explains the question, if the Gemara says that poor people, who they themselves are not necessarily Talmid Chachamim, have children who are Talmid Chachamim, so certainly shouldn't be the case that someone who himself is a Talmid Chachamim should have Talmidei Chachamim. And many Mefarshim explain that the Gemara here is not necessarily speaking about children of Talmidei Chachamim, but they're speaking about the grandchildren of Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Rav Yosef, the reason for this is Shlo Yomru Tayr Yerusha Ilehem. And as the Ran and many Rishonim explain, Chazal wanted that everybody should learn Torah. Since Chazal wanted that everyone should learn Torah, they were concerned that if only people who they themselves are Talmidei Chachamim will have children Talmidei Chachamim, so the people whose parents aren't Talmidei Chachamim will never approach learning Torah. They'll say it's not something that's for us. It only goes to people that parents were Talmidei Chachamim, grandparents were Talmidei Chachamim. In order to avoid that, in order to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to learn Torah, that's why the Torah is not a Yerusha, and it doesn't necessarily pass by generations. Bray Rav Shisha Bray David Amar Kadesh Lo Yizgar Gadra Tzibur. If there be Talmidei Chachamim will keep on having children or Talmidei Chachamim, what's going to happen is they're going to think that they're very important, and they're not going to act, and they're going to take advantage of the community, and they're not going to act in the proper way. The reason is that because they become arrogant. And arrogant, of course, is the opposite of being successful, being able to be successful in Torah. That if somebody is learning Torah, and they have it, and it's in the family for so many years, they're not going to look at the other people in the proper way. They're going to think that those people are like donkeys. Another pshat, which the Karen Oyer suggests, which is very similar to what we've been learning, is that they're going to take advantage of other people. And what they're going to say is that other people should be like donkeys. In those days, donkeys were the animals that did all the transportation of people. And they're going to say, let other people take care of our needs because we're so important. So Ravina Amar, Ravina gives a different explanation. Shem Avarchim B'Tayra Tchila, because they didn't make a bracha at Torah. So I saw Pshat, the Karl Anshi Chamri, what's critical to success in learning is that one should be like Chamor, that one should be like a donkey, put himself and work hard towards his learning. And what the Gemara means to say here is that they don't have that, they curl in Shechamri, they're going to say other people should work that way, and they don't apply themselves with all of their energy to learning, and someone who's not prepared to put themselves into working hard to learning will not be successful in his learning. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, the Gemara is focusing on this last point of Lo Mevarchim Torah Tchila, that they didn't make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Mi ish shachach v'yoven azois, who is the person that understood v'shedev p'i Hashem elov v'yagida ama of the oritz, why was that Yisrael destroyed? Nitzam k'midba b'li over, it was left desolate. Davazeh, says the Gemara, nishal al chachamim and neviim, this question was posed to the chachamim and neviim, why was that Yisrael destroyed? V'loi p'shua, and they weren't able to explain it. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it to us. The Ksiv, V'yayim Hashem, Alozom Es Tarasi, V'lai Shama B'Koyli, V'lai Holchaba. They neglected the Torah, they didn't learn it. So ask the Gemara, Hanu L'ai Shama B'Koyli, Hanu L'ai Holchaba. Why is there a repetition in the Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Amri Yehuda Merav, Shem Yivarach B'Torah Tchila, because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So, of course, the Mefarshim are asked the question. It starts with the Ran. The Pasuk, he says, can't mean that they weren't learning Torah, because we saw that they were learning Torah. It must be something else. And that's why the Ran, quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah, says what was missing was the Birchas HaTorah. So, of course, as we learn this Gemara, all the Mefarshim try to understand, yes, making Birchas HaTorah is a requirement, it's a question, if it's a chiv deraisa, or it's a chiv derabbanan. But is that a reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Is that a reason for us to go into the horrible golus that we've been suffering from? So the Rambam explains that the Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, what that means is that they didn't learn Torah, that they didn't give people the feeling that Torah is important in their lives. Baruch B'Torah Tchila, they didn't teach people that Torah comes first. The Bach explains what the Gemara means was that they didn't learn Torah. They learned Torah as a subject. They didn't realize that by one learning Torah, he brings ruchnius to the world. That's what we're supposed to accomplish with our learning. Another pshat is that they learned Torah, but they want to learn Torah, as we said this earlier. They didn't want to learn Torah and have to apply themselves difficulty to learning Torah all the time. The Chasam Sofer says that Shlei Baruch Hu Torah Tchila means that they didn't make Torah first. They made other subjects that they studied and other aspects of the life come before Torah. Shlei Baruch Hu Torah Tchila, Torah was not first in the life. And that's what he says, another pshat, that they didn't learn Torah to learn Torah for the sake of doing mitzvahs. They learned Torah as a subject, but they didn't learn Torah that it should affect every aspect of the life. And as the Beis Halevi, explains, they learned Torah to do, as we say every day in the Baruch of Ahav Rabbah, Lishma Lasos Lakayim. They didn't learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. I saw that the Sefer Magen Gibayim on along that line says, we know that it says in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody says, didn't say Birch HaTorah, but they say I have a rabbah, then they could be Yotze if with Birch HaTorah with saying I have a rabbah. So the question is that if that's the case, so why does the Gemara say they didn't say Birch HaTorah? The Gemara is not suggesting that they didn't learn Torah. So the answer is that you only yaitza birchas Torah with a have a rabbah if you have a mind when you say a have a rabbah to be yaitza the mitzvah of learning Torah. What the Gemara means to say is that they didn't think about learning, and therefore, since they didn't think about their learning, that's why they didn't learn Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that they learned Torah not for the sake of learning Torah. There's a special point of learning Torah that they should, to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah, even if we're learning Mesechtes, we who learn the Daf Yomi, even if we're learning Mesechtes that aren't really relevant to everyday life. What the Gemara says is, so Torah can have two purposes. Torah can have the purpose, I'm learning Torah because I have to know what I'm supposed to do, what I'm not supposed to do. And I can be learning Torah because I have to know, so I want to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. So, explain the Dvar Avram, if the entire purpose of learning Torah is that it's only a Hechsher mitzvah to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs and not doing Aveira, we don't make a bracha on a Hechsher mitzvah. So if they view Torah as something that you look as a mitzvah for itself, learning Torah for itself is a mitzvah, then we should make a bracha on it. But if learning Torah is only here as a way to know what we should do or what we shouldn't do, then it's only a hechsher mitzvah. And if it's only a hechsher mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. And that was the problem with their learning. The Degel Machna Ephraim says that we know one of the brachas that we say every morning is by Birchas HaTorah is V'arevna Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Sayroscha Befinu. Torah has to be sweet. They learned Torah, but they didn't understand that Torah is the sweetness of our lives. They didn't appreciate the Arevis HaTorah. And somebody who didn't learn Arevis HaTorah, somebody that doesn't have the sweetness of Torah, somebody that doesn't learn Torah with the enjoyment of Torah, that is Shalai Baruch HaTorah Tchila, that means that they didn't learn Torah that they weren't the way they were supposed to learn Torah. The Mefarshim go on to explain what does the Gemara mean when it says, what does it mean when it says Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila? I saw explain that why is the halacha that a person, he learns in the morning, for example, and then he goes to work or does on to eat or whatever he does, why doesn't he have to make a new Brich Satira? So the Imam is, we know what halacha is, because one is supposed to have Torah in all aspects of his life. And since Torah is supposed to permeate our lives 24/7, there's never a hefsek, there's never an interruption from our Torah. But if somebody, when he closes the Gemara, when he closes the Sefer, does not go back to learning Torah, so that what that represents is that he would have to make a bracha every time he opens a Sefer. What the Gemara says is, Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila, that they put themselves into position because Torah didn't wasn't there all of the time in the life. That means that they didn't have Torah every moment of the life. And since they didn't have Torah every moment of the life, that's why of the Haaretz, they would have to make a new Brichas Torah every time. And that's why the Gemara says we have to say that Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah, they didn't learn Torah. Another pshat that I saw, that the question here is that why didn't they have children who are Talmid, that children who are Talmid Chachamim? And the Gemara says, Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila. What that means is, I saw from the chart of a Rebbe in a Sefer, Ginza Yisrael, he explains was that they didn't realize that Torah, the importance and the primary effect of Torah in life. If you want your children to be Talmid Chachamim, if you want your children to be Talmid Chachamim, then you have to show them in your life and in your actions that Torah comes first. And that's what the Gemara says, that Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila, they didn't show their children that Torah comes first. Another pshat that I saw from the Alter from Kelm is Lo Holchuba, that on the contrary, they learned Torah. But when they learned Torah, when certain hours of the day, and then the Torah wasn't Holchuba. The Torah wasn't what they lived their entire life, that the Torah should influence everything they did. And a person who doesn't live life with the Torah influencing everything he does, then Lo Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila. Of course, the Shagas Aryeh points out that this question of learning Torah, of Brachas HaTorah, and our Gemara, as we just finished learning, is so, it teaches us how important Brachas HaTorah is. Machloikis, a Brachas HaTorah is a Chiv Deraisa or Chiv Derabbanan. And where would the question most notably come up? The most notably it would come up is if somebody's out all night, does he make a new Birchas HaTorah in the morning? If we say Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa, and that is a question if he has to make Birchas HaTorah because he was up all night, or similarly, if there will be a question if he's not sure, did he or did he not say Birchas HaTorah? If we're going to say that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa, the halacha ought to be that he should have to repeat the Birchas HaTorah. The Shagas Aryeh says that from our Gemara that shows that they didn't have children Talmid Chachamim, that Yisrael was destroyed because they didn't learn Torah, it's clearly an indication that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. And therefore, the halacha ought to be in the cases that I just mentioned, he should have to repeat, he should have to say the Birchas HaTorah in all cases where he has a suffix. But they say, the Shagas Aryeh and the others are of the opinion, the Chaya Adam, that if you're saying Birchas HaTorah because you have a suffix, you shouldn't say all of the Birchas HaTorah. You have to say just one Birchas HaTorah. And moreover, perhaps, what you should do, as we said a few moments ago, is just have in mind, when you say, I have a rabbah, you should just say, in mind, to be yotzu without brichsa Torah. But there are rishonim and achronim that say if we're learning how important brichsa Torah is, and it's a deraisa, if you have a suffix, you should say all of the brichsa Torah. And it seems that that is even the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says, if you had a mind by have a rabbah, then you don't have to repeat it. But maybe it's preferable in the case of a suffix to say Birchas HaTorah, because as we're learning the importance of Birchas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Isi Behuda le'asol masifta de Rabbi Yosi t'losu yamin. Isi Behuda did not come to yeshiva for 3 days. Ashkechev Adimus Rabbi Yosi. Vadimus Rabbi Yosi met him, Amalei, and he asked him, My tam le'asol malabei medrash da abba ha'tlosu yamin. Why haven't you come to yeshiva for 3 days? Amalei, kitam davuch le'yidam dana, I don't understand what your father is saying, and therefore to come to yeshiva and not understand what's being taught, that's why I didn't come. Amalei, so Verdimus asked him, Lema man my kamalei, please repeat to me what my father said, that I, Dilma Yudana Tame, maybe I understand what he said, and I can help you understand. Amalei, hadatanya Rabbi Yosi Omer kvisasu kaidim l'chaya echerim. The Gemara that we learned in our previous year, Rabbi Yosi says that one city needs the water, and that's where the source of the water is from. That city needs the water to wash their clothing. And another city needs the water to live, to drink. Washing one's clothing takes precedence over anything else. Said, Krom Nolan, where do we have a pasuk to base this halach on? Amalei Diksiv. So he said, the pasuk that I have, is the pasuk says, U'migrosham yir lebehemtam l'chol chayosam. This pasuk speaks about the Orei HaLevim, the cities of the Levim that were designated for the Levim, and this area around the cities was supposed to be left empty for the animals and for whatever they need. The pasuk says, "Umegrusheim yil lebehemtam l'chol chayosam." And the question is, "My chayosam? What is meant when the pasuk says the words chayosam?" V'loy chayo bechlal behema. The pasuk pshat of the word chay is an animal, but it already says l'chol behemtam. Why do we have to separate out speaking about the chaya? Amai chayosam chiyusam mamish. Whatever they need for life, says the asking Mar Pshita. Of course, we have to give people a place to live where they could have what they need to survive. El alav. What does the pasuk speak about? Kvisa, washing one's laundry. The ikat sara darvivusay. As we began the shiur today, a person who doesn't have the opportunity to do laundry, it could be extremely detrimental. And in fact, the Paiskim discuss, I saw that there's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuva Smichas Yitzchak, Chelik Beis Simen Nun Hei, where the Paiskim discuss that about washing one's clothing when one is an oval. And he says that even though we know that an oval is not allowed to wash his clothing. So Michas Yitzchak, I'm sorry, in Chelik Yud, Simen Mem Dalid, says that nowadays people are much more sensitive to making sure that they're wearing clean clothing. And if somebody can't survive, because the halacha is that one can't put on new clothing when one is an oval, Rachman al-Tzlan, says the Michas Yitzchak, we could be lenient and allowing this person, we could be lenient perhaps, and allowing this person to wash his clothing, of course, maybe not in the regular way. And Michas Yitzchak says, of course, as we know, as the halacha discusses in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, that if one can't wear, one doesn't have, we're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing during the 9 days, so the Shulchan Aruch advises that what we could perhaps do is have someone else wear the clothing, or we should wear the clothing for an hour or a little amount of time before the 9 days. He says, but there are people who are sensitive to that as well. And therefore, there's maybe room to be more lenient. Similarly, in the other tshuva that I quoted from the Michas Yitzchak, the Michas Yitzchak discusses where there was a couple and the husband has very difficult time remaining with his wife because his wife does not keep a clean home. And there's a difficulty, she's not willing to accept a get. And we know that Bizman Azeh nowadays, a get cannot be given under duress. A woman has to be willing to accept the get. But if there's extenuating circumstances, sometimes we could do a hetamei rabbonim. And the Michas Yitzchak wants to suggest that if we have a situation where there's a woman who refuses to keep the home clean, and the husband says, I can't remain with such a wife, and she's also not willing to accept a get, we maybe have a right to give a hetamei rabbonim. We learned in our Mishnah Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ein Eila, a woman not washing herself or not putting on makeup is not considered nidra in a nefesh. Ask the Gemara Baila Rabbi Yosi, they asked the question according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Ma she yofa mishum dvar mishum bein ola bein ola. Even though, as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, that these type of nadarim don't fall into the category of inu nefesh, but now the Gemara wants to know, maybe they fall into the category of beino. Toshma, so the Gemara wants to answer that question based on the following brisa. The brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, ein elu divrei nashim, de nefesh. All these nadarim are not considered in the nefesh. Ava bein dvarim, Shema Beino, they do fall into the category of Beino la Beino. Says the Gemara, who says that that's pshat in the Braisa? Dilma, maybe the way to understand the Braisa is as follows. L'dhu kamaluhu. Rabbi Yosi is addressing the Rabbanan. And he says as follows. L'dhudi, according to my opinion, afilu dvarim shebeino la Beino la Haven. Even in making an edder that one won't wash themselves, making an edder that one won't put on makeup, according to me, is not in the category of Inin Nefesh, nor is it in the category of Beino LeBeino. However, he says to them, L'detchu, at least according to your opinion, Damrisu, that you're saying that have a Nidra Inin Nefesh, that they are in the category of Inin Nefesh, that idly perhaps admit the Ein Elo Inin Nefesh, that they shouldn't be in that category, Mai. So now we go back to our original question. Is it in the category, are these Nadarim according to Rabbi Yosi in the category Beino LeBeino or not? Says the Gemara, Rav Ada bar Hava Omer Mefer, that they are considered Beino LeBeino. Rav Huna says, Ein Mefer, they're not in the category Beino LeBeino. Shloim Tzinu Shul Shemes Bof Apir. We never found that a fax should die because he lives amongst the dirt. And what the Gemara means to say is that even though washing oneself and putting on makeup is something that women do, but nobody ever died from that, and therefore we can't make it into the category Beino LeBeino. And as I saw, the Aruch explains, why didn't Rav Huna just say it explicitly, that this is not Beino LeBeino? Why did he say it in this roundabout way? Because this is something that's not something that we want to speak about publicly, so it was said b'derech mashal. What is the mashal? The pasuk pshat is that a fox never died from dirt because he knows how to take care that it shouldn't affect his health and well-being. Here too, a person, even if one's wife is not washing themselves, not putting on makeup, a person has the ability to live, to figure out how to deal with it. And the Ritva takes this a step further. Why doesn't the dirt have a effect on the fax? Because he's already used to living that way. Here too, if one has a wife who unfortunately is not as neat and clean as he would like, he gets used to living with her, and therefore it's not considered Beino LeBeino, according to Rav Huna. Tanya Kavasa and Rav Ada bar Hava, says the Gemara, that according to Rav Adabrahava, it is considered Beino LeBeino. And the Gemara quotes a brisa that supports that opinion. It says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rav Adabrahava, Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Inin Nefesh, things that are in the category of Beino Nefesh, Mefer, Beino LeBeino, Beino LeBeino Cherim. If it's in the category of Inin Nefesh, then it doesn't make a difference what that nether is. The husband has a right to be made for it. Something which is ein bem inin nefesh, beino lebeino, if it affects their relationship, made for. Beino lebeino cherim, but if it doesn't affect their relationship, and it only affects her relationship with other people, ain't a mefer. In such a situation, he can't be mefer. Ketzad. And the Brice illustrates the points it made. Amra, if a woman makes a nether, kind of Paris a lie, that I won't eat fruit, hareza yafer. That's considered inu nefesh, and therefore, under all circumstances, no matter how the nether was expressed, the husband has a right to be made for it. But if she says, kainim, sheni oysa lefi abba, lefi achicha, lefi avicha, lefi achi, that she says that she's not going to do something to help various family members, shloi etn tevin lefnei behemtecha, or mayim lefnei becharcha, that she won't give all these, she won't take care of his animals. In these cases, eni yochel lahafer, she's not allowed to, that's not a nether which you could be made for. Although, the Rishonim point out that if she made a nether that she won't lend anything to anybody else, then the halacha is that she, that it, that's not a valid nether. Because as we've learned previously, the problem with that nether is if she won't lend to anyone else, no one will lend to her. And that's not a way that people could, that's not a way people can live. Al Gemara says that she doesn't have to serve his animals. But the Rishonim ask, we learned in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Samech Aleph from the Beis, the Gemara identified the various things a wife has to do on behalf of a husband. And one of the things that a wife has to do is take care of his animals. So the question is, why is that nether considered a valid nether? It's in violation of what a wife is obligated to do for her husband. So some explain, as we learned there in Masechta Ksubos, that if the wife brings into the marriage four shvachos, then the halacha is she doesn't have to do these things, four maids, and that's the case that Al Gemara is referring to. The Rashba says just the opposite. He says that we're speaking about a wife who didn't bring any maids into the marriage, and she has so much to do in taking care of the household, and since she has so much to do to take care of the household, that's why she can't get around to taking care of the animals, and that's why the nether is another valid nether. The Ritva explains that even though, indeed, a wife is obligated to do these things on behalf of the animal, the halacha is that it's not so absolutely obligated that the nether shouldn't be a nether. And that's actually what the Brice is teaching us, that even though a wife should be doing these things for in the house, and it doesn't make that if she doesn't do it, that the marriage is that the nether is invalidated. If a woman makes a nether, she won't put on makeup, she won't make her hair. She makes a nether that she won't have relations with her husband. Then says the Braisa Yofer. Those are the examples of Nedarim that the husband can be made for. Mishum, they all are in the category of Beino Lebeino, that they, and therefore he can be made for it. If she says, I won't make your bed, I won't pour wine for you, I won't wash you, she's obligated to do all these things on behalf of her husband, and since she's obligated to do all these things of the husband, and as Duran explains, that even in a situation that we just said that she's brought in four shvachos, she brought four maids into the marriage, as we learned in Masechta Ksubos, these are activities that a wife must always do on behalf of her husband. And therefore, no matter what the situation is, the halacha is, the nether is a meaningless nether. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, that even by these nedarim, which we just described are activities that a wife is obligated to do on behalf of her husband, yofer, the husband should be made for the nether. Shnemar layachal dvarei, that, and Rav Gamliel explains this, that even in a case where the nether is not a nether, still the husband should be made for the nether. The reason the husband should be made for the nether is because we don't want people, the wives, not to have the proper respect for a nether. And by being made for the nether and showing that the nether is meaningless, that's how it's accomplished. Davacher, lo yachad dvaroi, another way of learning. There's an opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel, and he says that what do we learn from the pasuk of Lo Yachal Devarai? We learn from this pasuk Mikan LaChacham Shenein Amata Nidrei Atzmai. A chacham cannot be made for his own nedarim. Now we learned this lengthy brisa, and we said that this brisa is a raya to the opinion of Adab Ahava that agree that said that even according to Rabbi Yossi, a woman not washing herself or not putting on makeup is in the category of Beno LeBeno, and now we'll prove that that's correct. Because says the Gemara, Mat Shemini the Amar Shleyech v'Shleyeches, Devarim Shebeno LeBeno Hava, who must be the man, the Amar, that holds that these types of Nedarim are Beno LeBeno? It must be Rabbi Yossi. Because according to the Chachamim, it's Inu Nefesh. And we see in this price of the Mefer, that he can be made for it. Obviously, because they even according to Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Devarim Shebeno LeBeno, they're in the category of Nedarim Beno LeBeno. So we learned in the Brisa, says the Gemara, Omamar, if she made a nether, v'shloi eshemesh mitasei, yofer, the husband has a right to be made for that nether, because it falls into the category of Dvarim Shebeno LeBeno. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what was the nether that she made? Ilem the Omra Hanos Tashmish Elach, that she said that I'm not allowed to have relations with you, I'm not allowed to have benefit from relations with you. Ask the Gemara, Lomli Afara, why would there be a need for Afara? As we said, every wife is obligated to have relations with her husband. Ella Bemeris Hanos Tashmich Shalai. She said, I may not have relations with you. I'm not. She didn't say you can't have with me. I can't have with you. And Rav Kahana, Dom Rav Kahana, Hadnaz Tashmisha Lecha. If she says you may not have relations with me, so then the halach is Kaifa Misham Shasai. He could force her to have relations, because as we just said, every wife is obligated to give that to her husband. But if on the other hand she said Hadnaz Tashmisha Alai Yafer, if she said it that way, then the halach is Yofer, because we can't force her to do something that she's not allowed to do. And she's not obligated to have Hanoz Tashmish, and that's why the halacha is that it's considered a valid neder. So the Rishonim asked, how could a neder on Tashmish, Hanoz Tashmish, be considered a valid neder? Isn't Hanoz Tashmish something that isn't tangible? And a nether, as we learned from the beginning of Masechta, is Esa Cheftza. So how could this be a valid nether? So the Ran explains that the way she expressed the nether was by saying Hanos Guf Cholai. So she connected that nether to her guf. And the Rivash, taking this teretz one step further, explains that what does that mean? That even if she didn't say the nether that way, but says the Rivash, we interpret, in order that the nether should be considered a valid nether, we interpret that was what was meant when she made the nether. Matana Lada Tanya, ask the Gemara, who is the Tana of the following Brisa? That the Brisa says, Dvarma Matarim, something which al pi halacha is permissible. Vacherim Naga V'Isser, but other people are Machmer, not to do this. You shouldn't act leniently in their presence, that they shouldn't come to be lenient in something that they may not be lenient. Mani, who is the opinion? The Tanya Gamliel Amar Yofer. Even in a case where the nether is not valid, you should be made for the nether. Why? To make sure that people treat the nether with the seriousness. And therefore, even that it's mutter, we should be made for the nether. Dava acher, lo yachal dvaroi, mekal latam chacham, shem made for nedri atzmai. As we said before, a tam chacham is not allowed to be made for his own nedarim. There is a machlokes rishonim. What is the halacha of a tam chacham? Was matter his own nether? Is it b'di'evid considered a valid hatara? Or the Gemara says that it's meaningless. The Beis Yosef says that Mishnoig Issa B'Dava Mutter, if somebody is being machmer in a certain subject because he holds that that is the halacha, that's where a Gamliel says, that's what the Gemara says, that the halacha is dvarim hamatar v'acherim nog ba'isur yatru sho'elinik b'mheter. But if somebody himself who's being machmer in a certain situation recognizes and it says that the only reason I'm being machmer is because I want to be machmer because of a precious, because of an extra chumrah. But he recognizes that it's not exactly what the halacha absolutely requires. Then that's not in the category advarm she acherim nagu be'isser, and you don't have to have all of these chumras by such a type of a situation.